And when he was 16 in 2002, he was diagnosed with osteosarcoma and had a long 3-year battle with cancer. And during that time, he had numerous units of blood that he needed because of treatments or a variety of situations. He had many surgeries. During that time, he was a sports lover, and, you know, so he missed out, but he had the support of his hockey team, of the football team, and he kept up good attitude through it. He died in 2005 at 19. But before he died, he had talked to his dad and said that, you know, I wish there was a way we could pay back for the blood that I've used. So Bob talked to the Fort Pierre Fire Department. They had been doing blood drives, but they kind of coordinated something, so that one was for Tyler. So they did that. And then several years later, it becomes the Guns and Hoses blood drive. And now it's a friendly competition between the law enforcement and firefighters. And so that has made it grow from a 1-day event to a 3-day event. And so we need everyone to come out and support their favorite group and give blood.